Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
What is a sentence block? Well, this is part of the Talk A Lot course. It's foundational part of the course. The students have to read one sentence, and then underneath the sentence is a question word, and then they have to make or build 8 sentences based on this starting sentence. Okay. How do you make a sentence block? So there are 7 lines: starting sentence, work question, short answer, question with inversion, short answer, question with inversion to get a negative answer, and then short negative answer and long negative answer. That's very clear. So the sentence blocks in this unit, we've got 8, and we're looking at tenses or verb forms connected with intermediate level. For example, present perfect continuous, past perfect, future perfect, second conditional, third conditional, reported speech, passive voice, and imperative form. Okay. And we've done this lesson a few times before, so if you want to, you can go back to the previous sentence block lessons and hear more later on. Imagine in the classroom then your teacher has stumbled across the Talk A Lot program, and they write on the board, on the whiteboard or blackboard or whatever it's called, green maybe, blue, yellow, they write on the board this sentence: Katie's been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning. So they write this sentence, and underneath they write the word where. Okay. First thing they should do is check the students understand all the vocabulary. Do you understand this vocabulary? Katie's been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning. So it's quite simple. Radio 2 is British BBC radio station in the UK. It's the most popular radio station in the whole of the UK. It's really aimed at people over 30 or 35 plus. Yeah. And so the teacher says, what tense is it? What is the tense or form? And we say, oh, present perfect continuous, that we know how to make. Katie has been listening. Yeah. Has been listening. Listening to its phrasal verb as well, remember. Of course, you might want to teach them how to make the form, present perfect continuous, before doing this, or just go through it as you go. So Katie's been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning, and Bridget's got the question, where has Katie been listening to Radio 2 all morning? So where? And short answer, what is the short answer? At home. Perfect. So we've got 3 lines of a sentence block, that is starting sentence, question with where, and short answer. And the students can repeat this a few times, work in pairs, work in a small group, or with the teacher, all the time practicing and using this, that is noggin, your brain. Yeah, you're not reading anything, you're just reading off the board the first sentence, but you're making the rest of the sentences, and I think that's really a good thing to do. Good practice for tenses. So we've got starting sentence, what question, that is what information question, you could say, and short answer, that is three lines. Next line is question with inversion, so a yes or no question. Question with inversion. We've got the where question, where has Katie been listening? What is the yes no question? So have a go at it. How do we make yes no questions? Start with, so you've got the first word right, Rafael, but start with auxiliary verb usually, or verb to be, has, and then what? Has Katie, has Katie been, so word for word, yeah, word by word, has Katie been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning? Has she? Has Katie? Yeah, that's right. And short answer, the short answer is yes. Well, a little bit too short. Yes. What? Two more words. Yes, she has. Okay. Yes, she has. Has Katie been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning? Yes, she has. Exactly. Good. So, now you've got five lines of the sentence block, and the teacher or the student can... Sorry, the student should repeat now five lines. So go back to the beginning, go back to the starting sentence, and then what question, short answer, question with inversion, and short answer. And don't just stop there. If you're doing this, do it a few times. You know, repeat four times. The teacher can check, or you can check the answers in this material. But all the time, students are talking together using vocabulary that's relevant and using forms which are useful for intermediate level. Yeah. Okay. Good. And sometimes the teacher will have to pull out of the students. So maybe you can do a model on the board and say, okay, Kate, start with auxiliary verb, and then students say, well, what is auxiliary verb? Well, what's the auxiliary verb in perfect forms? Yeah, have. So, change the form, has Katie. After auxiliary verb is usually the subject, has she, has somebody, has Katie been listening, and then continue this, the question, yeah? And this way the teacher pulls out, or can pull out of the student, pull out the sentence. But the good thing is, nobody is, you're not reading this from a book. So you're not reading this, you're thinking. You've got the information in the first sentence, yeah? So, unlike other methods, for example, which shall remain nameless at this point, you're not just reading from a book. You've got something to help you on the board or on a piece of paper like this, but you have to think, you know, how do I make these question forms? And make mistakes, you're allowed to make mistakes, of course. So, we've got five lines, two more lines. So, the next question is question with inversion to get negative answer. So, to get a negative answer, No. What will be the negative answer? No. She hasn't. Yeah. And change the where. So, Bridget, you've got good idea, but change where. Change the information in the question word, the were question word. So, Katie's been listening to Radio 2 at home all morning. Has Katie been listening? Yes, she has, yeah? So change the location, not the time. So, make the sentence, Susanna. Make the sentence. Okay, it's no hurry. Yeah. So this is to get the sixth line. I'm waiting with bated breath now to see. So change the where to get a negative answer. No, she hasn't. So a few people typing in. Try and type a full sentence for me. So, has Katie been listening? Been listening, Bridget. Yeah, so you've missed a bean out. Missed a bean. Missed a bean. Not Mr. Bean. No, but Mr. Bean. I've even spelled it like bean. Okay, so has Katie been listening to the radio or to Radio 2 at work all morning? Has Katie been listening to Radio 2 at work all morning? Answer, no, she hasn't. Yeah, no, she hasn't. Full stop. And then we make another negative sentence. Katie, start with the subject. Katie hasn't been listening to Radio 2 at work all morning. Yeah? Exactly, so it's very simple. That's easy for me to say. I know. I know. So, where has Katie been listening to Radio 2 all morning? At home. Yeah. And it goes in the circle. You can use so, where, and go back to the where question. Yeah. We're not changing the thing she's listening to, Eleanor. We're changing the place. So, if the question word was what, like what has Katie been listening to at home all morning, you could change to Radio 1, yes. But go by the by the question word. If the question word is where, we change the place. If the question word is who, we change, what do you think? Person, thank you. And so on. If it's when, we might change the time. Why, the reason. Oh, there's some logic in this game. Logic. Okay. And so, the point is you're building up and building up a sentence block. So, a group of sentences, or a block of them, all based on the first sentence, which is on the board or on your handout, but the rest of it is coming from inside, from you, from your mind, your thinking. So students have to think, and that is the number one benefit of this method. Students have to think, not just reading. Yeah. If it's on in the book, you can read it and just forget it straight away. And you don't learn anything. Yeah. Okay, this way you have to work and think a little bit. So, students can then practice together in pairs. You're talking in a conversation, like one-to-one, or in a group, in a small group, each person has one line, or the whole class can repeat. And yes, it's a little bit of repetition involved. Yeah. But it also brings out things like vocabulary. For example, listen to is one of our phrasal verbs from this unit. Radio 2, it's, what is it? It's cultural information. If we can look at that, what is Radio 2? It's the most popular radio station in the UK. Yeah, it's important to know about. Katie, what is Katie? Is it a man, woman? You know, it's a woman or a girl or a teenager. Yeah. Good. Okay, I'm going to ask you then, does anybody want to come on mic and try this sentence block? First one. All seven lines. Yeah. Don't worry if not, but if you do, now is a good chance to practice. No? Okay. So this is demonstration lesson. Demo, we can say. I often use this program to help people practice tenses, practice verb times, or forms, yeah. So tonight we're just going to look at a few of them. Maybe let's try one more short one, nice and short. Future perfect, number 3, future perfect. How can we give definition for future perfect? What is future perfect? What does it do? Why do we use it? Why do we use it? What do we want to describe? So, Bridget's got it straight away. Two future actions, okay. Two actions in the future. We often see it together with this phrase. By the time... Yeah? By the time you do this, something will have happened. So before we have a first action and a second action. Yeah. Future perfect is the kind of the opposite to past perfect, when we have two actions in the past. Yeah. Okay. Tips are coming thick and fast now. Okay, so let's have a look at this sentence then. The program will have finished by the time you get home. The program will have finished. Sorry, started. I can't read my own writing. The program will have started by the time you get home. And question word is what? So how can we make the question form for future perfect? After what should be usually. Hello, Kumar. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. What do you think? Mm-hmm. So, after what we usually have auxiliary verb. Yeah. After the word question, remember where has Katie? So what will have started by the time you get home? Good. Thanks, Bridget and Raphael. What will have started by the time you get home? And the short answer to that? Short answer. What will have started by the time you get home? Short answer, please. But what will have started, Bridget? The program. But just short, you can make very short. There's no need to repeat. The program will have started. It's not necessary. Yeah. What will have started? The program. Or you might say the program will, like Margaret's saying, or will have. Will have. What does it mean, will have? Anyway, what is it short for? What is it short for? Will have, will have. So, why do we make contraction then to will have? And we do, I do, all the time. So why do we do that? Why not just say, the program will have started, etc. Will have, will have. Anybody know? Why do we do that? Because you should do it as well when you're talking in English. Short answer, easier to say, says Margaret. But what's the reason that we make this contraction? Will have. Will have? Yes, it's easier to say. No, nobody's cutting it. So it's to do with stress, sentence stress. Yeah, these two words, will and have, are both auxiliary verbs, and so they're not stressed, they're unstressed. And the point is, we should try to make these unstressed syllables shorter, squeeze them together if we can, and not stress them. So we don't say the program will have started by the time. Yeah, because of the stress, seriously, yeah, will have. These syllables will have, they have to become weaker and weaker. We can't delete them, we can't get rid of them. We can't say the program started, then it's just past simple form. Yeah, that's right. So it's something new for Susanna, that. Program, I need to stress pro, it's important. But will have, no, we can make shorter. But we can't get rid of them, we can't delete them. Okay, so we'll look a bit more, look at that a bit more in a minute. So the program will have started by the time you get home. What will have started, etc. The program will, or the program will have, or just the program. Yeah. Question with inversion now. So yes, no question. Any ideas? Yes, no question. Think about it. How do we start a yes no question? What do we start with usually? Think about the other example we had. Has Katie been? Has Katie? So will? So will what? Not will have? No. No. Will and then the noun. Mm-hmm. The subject. Will the program have started? Thanks, Margaret. Will the program have started by the time you get home? Or by the time I get home? Because it's a conversation, two-way. Two-way conversation. Will the program have started by the time I get home? Yes. Yes, it will. Short answer. Yeah. Yes, it will. So, really good practice for how to make questions in future perfect. Just got one correct answer here tonight. Maybe it's something you need to practice. And people listening on the podcast as well. How did you manage? Have a look at Future Perfect, because it's it's not the most useful future form, but it's still useful when we have two times in the future to think about. Yeah. But Sunil, you haven't got these auxiliary verbs in the sentence. Yeah. Will the program have started? We can't use a contraction in the question. We can't say, will the program have? No. Will the program have started by the time I get home? Yes, it will. Okay. Good. Yes, it will. Okay. Then we need to change to make another question with inversion, this time to get a negative answer, and we change the what. So think about it, what is the what in the sentence? Change the what, change the thing in the sentence. So what is the thing in this sentence? Program, okay. So change this, maybe something else. What could it be? Will the what? Movie? So Rafael's saying movie. In my example in the unit I've used film, so we're on the same lines. Yeah. So what question will you ask? Question starting with will. Will the TV show have started? You can't use will twice, Elena. You can't use will twice. No. So, will the TV show have started by the time I get home? A negative answer, no, it won't. Won't. Won't is contraction of will not. You know that, I think. Yeah. Contractions are good in spoken English. If you want to be up-to-date, modern, spoken English, we use a lot of contractions. Yeah. Good. So, no, it won't. The TV show won't have started by the time you get home. Mm-hmm. Difficult one. Not in formal writing, no. Susanna, you're right about that. We tend not to use contractions in formal writing, but how often do you do formal writing? How often? Seriously? Can anyone tell me they do it every day? I do it hardly ever. Oh, Sunil, not at all. How often do you write a letter, a formal letter? I teach a lot of classes in where I work, and the students have to learn how to write a letter, formal letter, but I probably write maybe 5 letters in a year, in 1 year. Susanna's preparing for IELTS. Of course it's important. It is important. Yeah, to know the difference. Yeah. And it's clearer at Susbridge, yes. So you might read it, the program will have started. Or won't, will not have started, yeah. But how we speak, this is, don't forget, this is spoken English course, talk a lot. Yeah. Good. Let's go back to the stress and think about sentence stress, because in this course we can also use the sentence block sentences to study stress. in speech it's okay, even in the exam. Yes, of course. It should be used to make natural speech. So I'm not telling you to use a load of slang words or idioms in the spoken exam, but we should use contractions because it's part of connected speech. How the syllables connect in the sentence. Let's have a look at this quickly. The way to do this is to think which words in the sentence are content words, so which words have meaning, their own meaning, like dictionary meaning, definition, and which words are just function words. Content and function. These words are not stressed, for example, auxiliary verbs. Yeah? So in the future perfect sentence, which words have stress, which words are content words in this? So we'll go to use the same example. Program, said Bridget. It's noun, so it's content word. What else? Home, it's another noun. Started, it's main verb. Time, yeah. And one more. We've got home. One more we've forgotten. No, started we've got. Another verb, another main verb. Get. Okay. So, you've all got it. Eleanor, you, it's just pronoun and it's not stressed. It's a function word. So, the other words are kind of grammar words. You know, the, will have, auxiliary verbs. By the, you. These are function words. We can call them grammar words, and usually unstressed, unless you are using a specific intonation for some reason. Yeah. So we've got program, started, time, get, home. In each word there is one strong stress, okay? So program, it's first syllable, pro. Started, it's first syllable, star. Time is one syllable, get and home, these are one syllable words, so they're all stressed. And now we've identified the strong stresses in the sentence. Yeah? So I should emphasize these syllables when I'm speaking, and I do that, but I do it naturally. You have to learn how to do it. So for example, the program will have started by the time you get home. By the time you get home. And everything in between we have to make a little bit shorter and softer, quieter. Will have, not will have. No, we don't emphasize these words, function words. Yeah. Yeah. Will have. Program will have started. The program will have started by the time, by the really quickly, by the time you get home. Time you get home, yeah. Even can be just yeah rather than you. Yeah. Program will have started by the time you get home. Yeah. You get home. By the time, this phrase means, yeah, before. before I get home. Yeah. By the time, this is the adverbial. Okay. Yeah. The mysteries of spoken English. But doing this really helps because it breaks it down and we see which syllables are stressed. And if we know which syllables are stressed, that means we can kind of de-stress or not stress the others, the other syllables. Yeah. I mean, let's do one more example like this. And I've done this a lot of times in lessons, so I apologize if you've heard it before, but this method really, really works. Let's have a look at number four here. So in this sentence we've got second conditional form. It's another sentence block. You could use it to make sentence blocks for 20 minutes or 10 minutes, or you could use it to look at the sentence stress. Yeah. So if you upgraded your internet package, you get a much faster broadband speed. If you upgraded your internet package, you'd get a much faster broadband speed. So which words here are stressed? Which words are content words? That is verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, numbers, negative words. Upgraded, it's verb, past simple form. Yeah, in second conditional. Package, so internet package, we can say it's one phrase. Broadband speed, that's another phrase, it's noun phrase, isn't it? Get, it's a main verb. And, can you see one more? Faster, so it's adjective but comparative form. Yeah, faster, it's adjective, why not? Okay, so now we can see the important words in the sentence. Okay, upgraded internet package, get faster broadband speed. If I said just only these words, you might still understand me without the function words. Yeah? Upgraded internet package, if I'm pointing at you, you get the message it's about you. You know, get faster broadband speed. Yeah. Okay. And just quickly then you look at the stresses in each syllable, in each word, sorry. Upgraded, it's second syllable. Internet, it's first syllable. Package, it's first syllable, like many nouns in English. Get, faster, broadband, speed. Yeah. So these are the key stresses in this sentence. If you upgraded the first bit, you don't even hear it in a normal speech. You don't even hear it if you upgraded, but our brain processes it, and it our brain kind of supplies the missing words because we know what should be there. We know it's second conditional by the tenses used. We know it, so you don't need to spell it out. If you upgraded your, no, you don't need to. Yeah, if you upgraded your internet package, you get your I'm not even saying, pronouncing D here, the D, Yud. I'm not exaggerating, Bridget. Go and listen to any person, normal English person speaking, speaking quickly, and you will see that I'm not exaggerating. You know, Yud. I don't say you would, Yud. I say Yud. If you upgraded your internet package, you get a much faster. I even maybe delete the D sound, because it's next to another consonant, the G, and it's hard to pronounce two consonants together. We don't like doing it, and we don't do it. So that Raphael is saying sometimes he does this by accident. Yeah, you get a much faster broadband speed. Much, it's kind of looks like a function word to me, but if we want to stress this, we might stress it and say much faster broadband speed, much faster. So when somebody's listening to you speaking, they're processing these beats which I've stressed, the stress marks, the A, the I, the A, E, U, A, O, E, these vowel sounds, they're processing this, and their mind is supplying the missing words. They know it is second conditional form. They assume that, yeah. So there's a lot of this in my books, Talk a Lot books, for example, book 1, 2, or 3, or go to the first two units of this, of intermediate. It's all online here at the Talk a Lot page. You can check it out. Check it out for yourself, or look in the Talk a Lot handbook. This is the way to learn spoken English. This is the way that I'm presenting to you. Yeah, this is what I'm suggesting. If you can find something else that works well, then use that, you know, use that. But for me, the key to speaking English is in the stress and vowel sounds. Getting the correct stress in the sentence and the correct vowel sounds on the stressed syllables. If you have the wrong stress, then it's hard to listen to you, and it's really confusing. If you have the wrong vowel sounds, then we don't understand, and we lose the meaning of what you're saying. You know, we just lose it. It's like if I said broadband speed, I need the O sound. If I said Bradbund Spand, what? Try it yourself and try to pronounce a word, but change the vowel sounds. Change the vowel sounds. You know, upgruded. If you upgruded your internet pukaj, you'd get much faster broadband speed. What? What? I've got no idea what he said. Oh, like in "Allo, Allo," says Raphael. Yes. So, it's so important, the vowel sounds, the consonant sounds, we can lose some of them. They're not that important. For example, T or D, we can lose at the end of words. But the vowel sounds, we must get them right, and the stress. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm teaching anyway, and I'm sticking to it. I'm going to stick to it. So you've got two things for the price of one here. That is the sentence blocks, which is teaching grammar and tenses, verb forms, we should say, and also the sentence stress and the sounds of English and connected speech. But this is all in the package, Talk a Lot Intermediate, and the other books too.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talk a Lot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit englishbanana.com/talkalot.